This is the Music History Today podcast for April 3rd. On today's show, a classical composer and jazz legend both pass away. Wayne Newton and Leona Lewis celebrate birthdays, and Jay-Z signs a mega deal the day before he officially becomes part of a mega couple. First up, though, on this date in 1960, in one recording session, Elvis Presley recorded the songs Are You Lonesome Tonight, It's Now or Never, and Fever. In 1963, Elvis Presley's movie It Happened at the World's Fair premiered in movie theaters. In 1995, the Real Audio Player internet streaming software was first introduced. In 1998, the Lollapalooza Festival was canceled. It returned some years later. In 2007, Keith Richards finally denied the conspiracy theory that he smoked his father's ashes. In 2008, Jay-Z signed his 360 deal with Live Nation, which also included him getting his own record label. In 2011, 5 Seconds of Summer was formed. In 2012, Jennifer Hudson and James Taylor were among the performers at the Rock for the Rainforest charity benefit concert. And in 2016, the group IOI was formed. In classical music, in 1869, Edward Grieg premiered his piano concerto in A minor. In theater, in 1947, the musical Barefoot Boy with Cheek opened on Broadway. In 1954, the musical Me and Juliet closed on Broadway. In 1961, the musical Luckiest Girl in the World opened on Broadway. In 1997, the musical Dream, the Johnny Mercer musical, opened on Broadway. And in 2022, David Byrne's musical American Utopia closed on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on April 3rd, in 1971, Monaco won the Eurovision Song Contest. In 1976, Great Britain won the Eurovision Song Contest. And in 2022, John Baptiste won Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards. Albums that were released on April 3rd include in 1961 when Brenda Lee released Emotions. In 1968, Simon & Garfunkel released Bookends, and Moby Grape released Wow. In 1969, Harry Nilsson released Harry. In 1974, Billy Preston released his Live European Tour. In 1976, Poco released Live. In 1990, En Vogue released Born to Sing. In 2000, Ronnie Wood released Live and Electric. In 2001, Journey released Arrival. In 2006, David Gray released the EP Live from London. And Poison released The Best of Poison, 20 Years of Rock. In 2007, Black Sabbath released Black Sabbath, The Dio Years. And REO Speedwagon released Find Your Own Way Home. And in 2012, Wilson Phillips released Dedicated. Singles that were released on April 3rd include in 1961 when Aretha Franklin released Are You Sure? In 1978, REO Speedwagon released Roll With The Changes. In 2003, Matchbox 20 released Unwell. In 2006, Red Hot Chili Peppers released Danny California. In 2009, Metallica released Broken, Beaten, and Scarred. In 2019, City Girls released Act Up. And in 2020, Divinity Perkins released Ruined. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on April 3rd include singer and actor Eddie Murphy, singer Hayley Kiyoko, singer and actress Doris Day, Mr. Las Vegas himself, entertainer extraordinaire Mr. Wayne Newton, Sam Kiska of Greta Van Fleet, musician Dooley Wilson, singer Chrissy Fitt, singer Leona Lewis, singer Ricky Montgomery, singer Sheng Hua, Jan Berry of Jan and Dean, Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, Philippe Wynn of The Spinners, country music singer Billy Joe Royal, Richard Manuel of The Band, entertainer Tony Orlando of Tony Orlando and Dawn, Dee Murray of Elton John's Band, singer Judy Zuki, Trumpet player Aaron Bertram of the group Suburban Legends, guitarist Rusty Zinn, rapper Young M.A., rapper Cowboy, singer Kiana Leed, country music singer Don Gibson, songwriter Jeff Berry, Richard Thompson of Fairport Convention, and Drew Shirley of Switchfoot. Artists who unfortunately passed away on April 3rd include hymnist Reginald Heber, who passed away in 1826 at the age of 42. Music instrument maker and scientist who worked with acoustics, Mr. Ernst Chladni, passed away in 1827 at the age of 70. Composer Vaclav Tomasek passed away in 1850 at the age of 75. Composer Sigmund von Neukomm passed away in 1858 at the age of 79. Composer Franz Berwald passed away in 1868 at the age of 71. Composer Friedrich Kuchen passed away in 1882 at the age of 71. Classical composing icon Johannes Brahms passed away in 1897 at the age of 63. Opera singer Richard Carte passed away in 1901 at the age of 56. Composer Benjamin Lang passed away in 1909 at the age of 71. Composer Paul Geisler passed away in 1919 at the age of 62. Composer Homer Bartlett passed away in 1920 at the age of 74. Opera singer Emma Albani passed away in 1930 at the age of 82. Composer Albert Siklos passed away in 1942 at the age of 63. Composer Paul Gilson passed away in 1942 at the age of 76. Composer Basil Harwood passed away in 1949 at the age of 89. Composer Adolf Wicklund passed away in 1950 at the age of 70. Composer Kurt Weill passed away in 1950 at the age of 50. Composer Manolis Kalamiris passed away in 1962 at the age of 78. Composer Maurice Johnstone passed away in 1976 at the age of 75. Band leader and actor Ray Noble passed away in 1978 at the age of 74. Danny Rapp of Danny and the Juniors committed suicide in 1983 at the age of 41. Opera singer Peter Pears passed away in 1986 at the age of 75. Composer Hans Gall passed away in 1987 at the age of 97. Jazz singing sensation Miss Sarah Vaughan passed away from cancer in 1990 at the age of 66. Blues guitarist Bubba Barnes passed away in 1996 at the age of 59. Composer Lionel Bart passed away from cancer in 1999 at the age of 68. Singer and multi-instrumentalist Big Daddy Kinsey passed away in 2001 at the age of 74. Singer Fad Gadget passed away in 2002 at the age of 45. Singer-songwriter Homer Banks passed away in 2003 at the age of 61. Composer Tony Croato passed away in 2005 at the age of 65. Composer Zoltan Pongras passed away in 2007 at the age of 95. Composer Dusan Radic passed away in 2010 at the age of 80. Blues singer-songwriter Calvin Russell passed away from cancer in 2011 at the age of 62. Composer Robert Ward passed away in 2013 at the age of 95. Drummer Bob Burns from the group Lynyrd Skynyrd passed away in a car accident in 2015 at the age of 64. Organist Andrew Porter passed away in 2015 at the age of 86. Singer and actor Don Franks passed away in 2016 at the age of 84. Singer Kishori Amankari passed away in 2017 at the age of 84. Singer Lil Babs passed away in 2018 at the age of 80. And singer Jill Corey passed away in 2021 at the age of 85. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is April 4th, when in 2023, the first AI-generated song to get released on the internet shows up on Spotify and other streaming services.